Thank you so much. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Have a wonderful time. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Dry Branch Fire Squad, Rounder Recording Artists.
You're the best audience anywhere.
They're going to be here all 4 days, including tomorrow at 2:15, so you're going to have a great weekend of music with the Dry Branch Fire Squad. How much is that used t-shirt going to go for, Ron, at the end of the weekend? It's already went, huh? Okay. Dry Branch Fire Squad, the host band here at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, and they are Rounder Recording Artists. Salute to you too, sir. Thank you very much. We want to remind you about the Bluegrass Academy for Kids. That started here at Grey Fox, and now there are bluegrass festivals all over the country that are teaching youngsters how to play the fiddle, guitar, mandolin, banjo, bass, auto harp, dobro. And we're very proud of the Bluegrass Academy for Kids did start here. This will be the 11th annual Bluegrass Academy for Kids. It's sponsored by Bluegrass Unlimited Magazine and supported by grants from the Rex Foundation and Daddario Music Foundation. It's our 4-day camp-style music program, and it's led by Brian Wickland. He's a master fiddler, teacher, recording artist, and author of the American Fiddle Method series for young players. So we invite you to stop by and see these kids knee-deep in bluegrass sometime during the weekend. The Bluegrass Academy for Kids offers classes in bluegrass instruments and harmony singing, and the kids also learn how to perform as a band. And the program will culminate with a performance on Sunday afternoon on the main stage, and that's not to be missed. The kids will get up here and play 3 numbers that they have learned throughout the week. Now, I believe we still have some openings for the kids in banjo, mandolin, cello, and bass. If your kids are interested, just go to the Bluegrass Academy for Kids tent to sign up. It's absolutely free, and the kids have to be between 18 and 17 years of age. You can register and sign in starting tonight from 6 until 7 o'clock, and then all you kids that are in the Bluegrass Academy for Kids, get tuned up and be in your seats at 7 o'clock when you'll have an orientation for all classes, and of course, be sure to bring your instruments. That's the Bluegrass Academy for Kids, and this is the way we are keeping bluegrass music alive and well into the 21st century. About 20 years ago, the amount of kids that were playing bluegrass music was almost zero, and some of them didn't want their peers to know that they were playing a fiddle or a banjo, but now there's nothing to be further from the truth. They're out there playing it, and we're making sure that they will continue this great music for many years to come. Over at the master stage at 4 o'clock is something called Hey Hey Delamay. That'll be at 4 o'clock at the master stage. The grassroots stage open right now if you want to do a jam session, and that'll go on till 10 o'clock tonight. The family stage has fiddling and singing with Lou Gelfond at 3:30 this afternoon. There's a great little bluegrass festival going on next weekend. If you haven't gotten up to here in bluegrass and acoustic music, and whoever does, we have another New York State Bluegrass Festival going on next Thursday through Sunday, the 22nd through the 25th. It's not far from Binghamton, New York, just north of Pennsylvania, and it's in the very nice little Chenango County town of Norwich. The host band is the Cabin Fever Band. They're from the Albany area, and the Daughters of Bluegrass will be coming up to be with us. Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Rhodes, she hosts a wonderful bluegrass cruise every year down through the Caribbean. The Gary Waldrop Band from Alabama. Gary used to be with the Warrior River Boys, and he brought the clawhammer banjo into bluegrass music, and he knocks them dead playing both the three-finger style and the clawhammer style. We've got some real solid Georgia music from the Larry Gillis Band. Smokey Green, who is a great balladeer from up around Greenwich, New York, he'll be with us. Dave Nichols and Spare Change from Malone, New York. A very colorful band from Pennsylvania, Remington Ride. Also, Texas Rose from the southern tier of the Matthews Family Band, and then Mike and Mary Robinson will have a gospel sing on Sunday. Again, this will be the Chenango County Fairgrounds in Norwich, New York, not far from Binghamton or Syracuse or Scranton, and that will be next Thursday through... Somebody from Scranton? Are you from Scranton, sir? How's Dunder Mifflin doing? Anyway, Thursday through Sunday, the 22nd through the 25th of July. We'll let this this fine band do a quick tune-up for you and sound check. Is this the first time you folks are appearing here at Grey Fox? Here's their world premiere here in Grey Fox. We're proud to have them. You ain't heard nothing yet.